If you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, I'm going to pause you right here and say, go back and listen. Because last week I chatted with my friend Sterling about night weaning her one-year-old, and I gave her lots of suggestions for that process. And this episode is the follow-up to that conversation. Sterling is sharing with us what night weaning method they chose to go with, when they got started, and how it's been going since. Hey there, I'm Lauren Angler, your fellow mom friend and pediatric sleep consultant of Via Graces. This is a place where you'll learn all the sleep tips and tricks so you feel equipped to navigate the ups and downs of your little one's sleep. You'll also get an inside look at our family life as I share the real joys and tougher moments of parenting. So whether you're nap trapped, driving to daycare pickup, or you're enjoying a solo evening walk, my goal is for this podcast to be another reminder that when it comes to most things in parenting, all it takes is a plan and a whole lot of grace. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back, Sterling.
Thank you.
For those listening, it feels like we just chatted last week, but it's actually been almost 2 months since we started talking night weaning and what that could look like. So I'm excited to have a little follow-up and just hear how everything is going. So before we dive into all of the details, I just first want to hear, after our last conversation, I feel like I gave you a lot of information. How did you feel kind of hanging up and taking it all in?
Yeah, I felt like I had a good sense of where to go next. But I'll be honest, I was a little bit in a place of like kicking myself because I've got three kids. So I was like, oh man, how did I forget that I shouldn't have nursing in my nap time routine and my bedtime routine? And I think I had just gotten to a place where it's easier to nurse a baby away from the bigger kids in a quiet, dark room. Yeah. So I think part of me was like, oh, how did you forget that, Sterling? But yeah, I just kind of gave myself 2 seconds to think about that. And then I was like, okay, let's just change it moving forward and go on from here.
Yes.
So I felt like I had a pretty good sense of what my husband and I would choose to do. Mm-hmm. And then I just talked with him and we made up our mind of like what to do next. It took a while for us to actually get started, but we decided pretty quickly because it was kind of a similar approach to what we had done with our first two kids.
Yeah, totally. Well, and I feel like too, in the space of like, why did I forget to separate nursing more? But like you said, it's like you do what works for you and it had worked, you know, like she was falling asleep on her own. I think if she was fighting bedtime for 30 minutes every night, you probably would have racked your brain or we would have had this conversation sooner. So yeah, those spaces where it's like, well, it was working. And then when you came to a space where you're like, this isn't working, something needs to change. Okay, then let's make the changes. So we're here and we did it. Well, so you just mentioned this and I know from being your friend that you guys didn't start making any big changes right away. So can you tell everyone listening, kind of, like I said, it's been about 2 months since our initial conversation. Why didn't you start right away? Kind of what has that space looked like from then to now?
Yeah, I thought we would get started within a week or two. But one thing after another happened, just regular life stuff with kids. We're trying to move my daughter into her own bedroom, and that involved converting a crib from a toddler bed back into a crib and getting some darkening solutions for the windows. So, you know, I spent some time working on those and we didn't have a piece for the crib. So that took a while to find. We had the flu in our house. Then another weekend that we could have started formal sleep training. My husband's birthday was that weekend. So, you know, just little things that delayed our start from what the time I had thought we would get started. So it wasn't until, oh goodness, now I'm trying to think of how many weeks it's been. I want to say 3 weeks ago that we started. So it was more than a month since we first talked that we got started. And yeah, just finally found that crib piece, finally got the room darkened.
Yeah.
Everybody was well. So then we got started.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that is real life in general, but then real life with three kids. And I even know in your text of like, switching because you moved every child to a different room. Like that was quite the job. So,
yes. Yeah. We played a little bit of, room shuffle at our house.
Yeah. Well, you are brave. You did it. and everyone's in their own room now. Your closet is just your closet. Has that been like so freeing?
Yes, it's great. I was formerly reading, even though she was in our closet, we would crack the door open after we went to bed. And I would like read in bed with the, like a little lamp, reading lights. And so now I can like keep the lights on or keep a big lamp on. So it's kind of nice to have that space.
I feel like both times, all three times, but when we transitioned our girls out of our room, it was like, how much noise can we make now? Like we just that first week was like, every light's going to be on and we're just going to be loud because we can. So anyway, there's a lot of freedom there. Okay. So you said you started about 3-ish weeks ago, which was a little over a month since we initially chatted. Between when we talked and you actually started, did you make any changes? I know we even chatted about, you know, just even separating nursing from sleep more. Did you make any of those little changes ahead of time or what did that look like?
Yes, I did separate nursing out from the bedtime and nap time routine. And it took a little bit of time for her to get used to that. She really had been used to that more than I had, you know, of course, like I said, I hadn't really thought about that. And so I think she was depending on that more than I had realized, but she did okay with that transition, but it didn't help the nighttime sleep issues. So I was hopeful that it might help a little bit, but it didn't.
Right. If you just separate and she could sleep through, which honestly, there are some families that I've worked with who literally like that one change does make their kiddos sleep through the night. So it's possible. Wow. But also again, like we chatted about last week, there's the, what are the pieces of the routine to change? Then also just the habit, right? So it's like that for some kids that truly is enough. But I think for your babe, like there was a habit then that we then needed to work on. When you say that it took her time to adjust to that, can you talk about that a bit more of like, did she have a harder time falling asleep or was she more distracted eating? What do you mean that she had a harder time separating the two?
Yeah, she had a harder time falling asleep for a little bit. So okay. I would have to, I think, I can't remember how long and how many times I had to go in and help her, but I do remember a few times. Just her crying more. She was just not crying at all when I would put her down previously. And then I separated the nursing out. She would cry a little bit and then I'd help her go back at a timed interval and then go back. And then she did okay. It wasn't really terrible, but I did notice like, oh, she really was relying on that as a kind of a crutch to help her fall asleep.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay. Well, so then once you had her room ready to go, I remember you texted me and you were like, hey, we're going to put her in her new room tonight. Should we start everything at once or should we give her time to adjust? So even for people listening, basically what I told you, I had to scroll back to my text earlier to see, but basically what I told you is, hey, if this room is familiar to her, I would recommend just going ahead and starting because even if it was going to be an adjustment for her to be in a new room, sometimes to have, hey, this new room is an adjustment and sleep is already kind of hard. Sleep could have almost gotten worse before it got better if you were to give her, you know, 3, 4, 7 days, I don't know, of an adjustment. So I said, hey, you can totally wait, but just so you know, sleep might actually get harder before it gets easier, or especially if it's kind of a familiar room to her, you can go ahead and jump right in and then you'll actually have a plan to follow if she does have a harder time. So can you tell people what you decided to do?
Yeah, we just decided to do it at the same time. So she had been pretty familiar with the room and I wasn't sure exactly how it would go, but we put her down that it was a Saturday night. We put her down to bed for the first time in her new room and she went to sleep on her own pretty well. Yay. And then she was just up once that night. And that's when we started the kind of the formal sleep training. And yeah, it went better than I expected. It was really a lot better than I had hoped it would even hoped or expected it would go. So yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. Well, so let's jump into all those details. So first, before you tell us like exactly how it went, we talked through a couple different method options for you for, okay, when she wakes up, what do you do? We talked about kind of cutting the feed out cold turkey and doing leave and check or sitting in the room with her, but obviously not feeding her. We talked about a gradual wean down of just nursing her less and less every night. And we also talked about kind of setting her personal best. So what did you and your husband decide to do?
Yeah, we decided to do the leave and check we decided, we kind of talked about how we would tell her that we weren't going to nurse anymore at night.
Yeah.
And then he would be the one to go in when she woke up and talk to her and say, it's night time, no nursing, and no milk, and then put her back down and then check on her at an interval. So that's what we decided to do. We had done some different things with our other two, but kind of felt most comfortable with that method. And I just, after talking with you, I thought that to me, that seemed a little bit more, you know what the word is, like it maybe made the most sense even from her perspective. Cause I felt like it could be confusing. Like sometimes she wakes up in the middle of the night and she gets to nurse, and then sometimes she doesn't. So I thought that we would just do like the cold turkey, like no nursing from when she goes to sleep to when she wakes up. And that's what we chose.
Yeah. And I think too, in the space where you're like, I know she can sleep through, right? Like I am confident she doesn't need that feed. And too, because she was in that space of falling asleep independently, sitting in there with her, again, for some babies is really, really helpful. For other babies, like, but why are you in here? If you're going to be in here, feed me. It's, she's not used to you being in there otherwise.
Right.
So, I mean, so it sounds like that made the most sense for you and your husband, but also for her. And then it's gone well. So can you give us kind of whatever details of like night one until now, how is she doing? What does it look like?
Yeah. So we started on a weekend. We started on a Saturday night and we put her in her new room for that first night. And she was up for one session from about 4:30 to 5:30, not crying the whole time, but she was up for that time. And it was, you know, so hard to hear her cry. My husband would go in after about 10 minutes of crying at a time and try to help her back to, you know, help her back down. And she eventually went back to sleep after about that 5:30-ish mark. And that was the first night. It was one session. And then the second night, it was one session again, but shorter.
Okay.
The third night was like one session again, but even shorter. And then the fourth night, I don't remember exactly, but I don't think he had to help her very much. And then the fifth night, she slept through the night.
Yay!
So it was from Saturday to Wednesday that we really focused on sleep training. And like I said, it was really hard to hear her cry. But as I was reflecting on it, in the weeks and months before we did sleep training, she was up usually 2 and 3 times a night.
Yeah.
And she would struggle to get back to sleep and she would cry and we'd have to help her and I'd nurse her and she sometimes would go back to sleep and sometimes she wouldn't. So there were tears involved with that too. So as hard as it was for especially that first night, I was thankful it was just one session and then it got better and better from Saturday to Tuesday. And then that Wednesday night, she slept through the night, which was great.
Yay!
And I was afraid because that Wednesday, she and I came down with a cold. And I was afraid that that would disrupt things because we hadn't even been at it for a week. But thankfully, she started, you know, she kept on sleeping through the night. It wasn't too disruptive. And yeah, she's been doing great.
Yay. Well, and I love what you said with the crying piece, because I think one, like that's real life. You're making a change and she doesn't like it. She's been nursing in the night 2 to 3 times. You wake up, you feed her, she goes back to sleep. Like that's great for her. So for her to adjust to you not nursing her right away, yeah, that is a change. And her crying is communicating that she's not a fan of that. And I think even just in sleep training in general, no one likes to hear their baby cry. I don't like to hear my kids cry. You don't like to hear your kids cry. But I think when you frame it in that, like, well, one, even when I was nursing her back to sleep, there were still tears involved. But also, this was, I think you said 4 days where she was up in the night. Your husband responded. It's not 4 weeks of this intense crying. Yeah, night one was hard. Those tears are hard. But one, he could respond, which is really helpful for both you, for him, for her. But then also just, yeah, recognize the fact that like, you're not just making her cry because you don't feel like helping her. You're not just making her cry because you don't want to feed your baby. It's like, no, I want what's best for you and I want what's best for me, and that's sleep, and you're capable. And so those couple days aren't enjoyable, but you can do it. And then you're on the other side of like, yeah, this is why, because now she's sleeping through, which is awesome.
Yeah, she's been doing great. And it's been fantastic to be on the other side. She's been sleeping through the night every night since we started, you know, since that Wednesday night that I mentioned, she started sleeping through the night. She's been doing fantastic. And she has been waking up a little earlier than she was before we did the sleep training. And so we've been trying to figure out some of those early morning wake ups, especially when it's before 6 o'clock. So that's been something we've been tackling lately, but she's been doing great.
Yeah. Well, and I remember again, cause you texted me last week, like, should we save this for a conversation or should we chat about it? Can we chat about it ahead of time with the early mornings? And I think those early morning wakings, one, are so frustrating. Two, I mean, okay, so she's sleeping through, but yeah, waking up before 6 a.m. is certainly not ideal for either of you. But I think even one thing that I told you was just one, this can be a common challenge that comes up. She's getting used to connecting every single sleep cycle all night long, whereas before she was waking up 2 to 3 times. So one, she's just continuing to learn how to connect all of those sleep cycles. And that like 5, 5:30, that is the hardest time of day to connect those sleep cycles because all of our bodies, adults, kids alike, are in a naturally lighter stage of sleep at that point. And so for anybody, connecting sleep cycles at that point is hard. And so when you're kind of learning, relearning to do so, those early mornings can definitely be a challenge. And we don't want her to get stuck there, right? We definitely don't want that to continue to be her pattern. So we chatted a bit about potentially switching her schedule around, giving her a little bit more awake time. Even from 2 months ago, we talked about how that schedule change was likely coming, you know, in the near future. And then just a big piece of, hey, you know, make sure you're not starting the day until at least 6 a.m. If you can push it later, awesome. And we also talked about trying not to, you know, move the morning nap earlier because of that early morning waking. So I'm guessing she probably is still waking early-ish. You guys are kind of still in the process of, yeah, making that change.
Yeah, she's waking. I'm not getting her until after 6.
Awesome.
But she, like today, it was maybe 5:50. Yesterday it was 6 or 6:15.
Yeah.
You know, this weekend. So it's earlier than she had been waking up before we started sleep training, but it's because, you know, she was up like 3 times a night and then sleeping a little bit later. So she's now waking a little earlier, but we have gotten it so that she's not, I think this morning was the earliest it's been in a bit. So it's definitely not kind of getting up and starting the day until after 6.
Yeah. Well, I just think that's super helpful to hear because again, night weaning can just be overwhelming in general for anybody. And so then we're like, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do, but what is this actually going to look like? So one, I'm just thankful that you were willing to hop back on here and share what it looked like specifically for your family. I think it looks different for everybody, but yeah, I'm thankful that you're willing to share. And then also just that space of, yeah, sometimes we night wean and everything is perfect moving forward, but also our kids are human beings, not robots. Okay, so we've night weaned and now early morning wakings are a challenge. And so that's kind of right, the next step to solve, which is real life. So I'm super thankful, yeah, that you would come on here again and share your experience. Is there anything else that you would like to share, think would be helpful for people to share if they're approaching night weaning?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if I had to do it over again, I would certainly start earlier because I, like you said earlier, I was thankful that I was confident that she was okay to night wean. You know, she's eating, like we talked about in our previous call, she's eating well. She was clearly not needing the calories overnight. So I felt confident about it. But after our call, you know, it took us a while to get started, but yeah, it's been so great to have those solid hours of sleep at night. And if anything, I just wish I would have done it sooner, but yeah, you know, real life happens. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just and thankful. It's never too late.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just thankful that we're all getting better sleep now and we're on the other side of it. So
yes.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. Well, awesome. Yeah. Like I said, I'm super thankful you're willing to hop on here again with me to share your experience. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Lauren. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening. Our goal with these two episodes was to not only teach you how to night wean your baby, but to also give you a more full understanding of what exactly that process might look like. I'm so thankful Sterling was willing to share their experience with us, including the highs and the lows. So what's the plan and what's the grace here? The plan is night weaning. The plan is sleeping through the night. The plan is to night wean your baby however feels best for your family and to actually have a plan you can remain consistent with so you can come out on the other side sleeping through the night. And the grace is, night weaning can be hard and it'll look different from family to family. Your baby is likely going to have some tears and that's really hard. And it's okay. Give yourself grace, give your spouse grace, give your baby grace, and remember, this won't last forever. If you've been listening and you're like, yes, I really need this, but I don't think I can do it on my own, or you're ready to jump in, but just like Sterling and I chatted through all the details on last week's episode, you want to make sure your baby's schedule and routines are solid, and you want to ask all of those ifs, ands, and buts. That's what we at Via Graces are here for. We not only personalize a sleep plan for your specific child and family, but we support you through it. So if it's a hard night, we can encourage you. We can tell you what's still considered normal or when we might need to make some changes. So you don't have to figure this out on your own. If you're curious to learn more about what that might look like, head to viagraces.com/services or head to the show notes below. And finally, if you've been helped by these night weaning episodes, we would so appreciate it if you would take the time to give us a rating and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform so others can be helped as well.